Welcome to the BYOK Live, where we discuss the trending stories, strangest dilemmas, and real life topics. Okay now, lovelies, let's get into some things.
Hello, 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 everyone.
Hello, everyone.
It is Wednesday, August 16th. We're in the middle of the month, right?
Yes.
That's in the middle of the month, and we're here for another BYOK Two Cents Live. How are you doing today, Mom?
I am great. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, pretty peachy, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it was a pretty busy day, but, you know, You pray for some increase, so that comes with some busyness
and work.
Right. How's everybody doing out there? If you are on YouTube, subscribe. If you're on Facebook, like. If you are on Fluent Radio, hey Fluent Radio.
Hey, Fluent Radio.
If you're about to walk out the house, that's not what you need to do. You need to go to www.fluentradio.com and listen to us. Or you can, or you Fluent Radio people, if you want to see the visual, go to BYOK platform on YouTube.
Yes.
Okay. You have anything else you want to add about your week before we get started, Mom?
No, let's hit it.
You ready? You ready? Time for two cents.
Yes.
Okay, before we get into our topic, which today we're talking about, can self-care be selfish? How to balance self-care and selfishness. But before we do that, you know, we got to get into a couple of topics of what's been going on. It's been kind of quiet.
It has.
It has been quiet. But so let's get into sunshine and see what's going on.
Daydream. I fell asleep beneath the flowers.
So sunshine is just all about some positive things that's going on. So let's get started. I found a couple of things. I ain't gonna lie. It was hard. I didn't do my research this week. But African-American writer and poet Maya Angelou is now the first Black woman on a U.S. court.
Yes, I love Maya Angelou.
I love it.
Yes.
If you don't know her, Google her. You should know her.
That's someone
you should definitely know. And so the only thing that I feel about this, I wish she could have been alive.
Yeah.
To actually experience it. But yet and still, I'm glad that she is being referenced in such a magnificent way.
Yes.
And so, Maya Angelou.
See,
Mom's starting off real nice. Real nice.
Jacynthia?
Now, do you know Krishan Rock, Mom? So, Krishan Rock, she is a, this is what she looks like. She is a reality TV person, and she's kind of known for being like a fighter. She lost a tooth for her toxic boyfriend, well, ex-boyfriend now. She's pregnant right now with their kid, blah, blah, blah. There's so much negative press on her. But I watched I watched an interview of hers, and she talked about how strong she felt with God, for God and things of that sort. So even though she be having like some weird behavior, this was something positive. So you want to highlight people when they're positive as well, right?
Right.
So what she did, which I don't know if it's showing, let me refresh it. What she did basically is when she was a teenager, she was homeless a lot because her mother was addicted to drugs. She was home. See, this is her. She was homeless a lot. And so she went to a church service and she gave her last $5 to the ministry. And so in turn, you know, the congregation started sowing back to her or whatever. Okay. And so now she has money, and I'm trying to see if they'll show it, but now she has money, and basically she like blessed the pastor back for what he did for her years ago when she was homeless.
Oh, that's
so let's see if we can get into it.
I'm just like, I'm motivated, I'm amped up, and I'm just a kid, and I'm just like, I understand, but I don't understand, but I can feel the presence of God. And I didn't question it. I didn't ask why. Oh, why do you give him money? Or why do people sow a seed at church? It's just the word of God. It's the truth. It's what you owe him. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm sorry. My heart is pounding.
It's all right.
And I didn't have nothing to give. I have nothing. And I was hungry. So I was ready to go for real. But then, like, I was intrigued when tithes and offering came. Like, I was just ready. And I'm like, well, I wish I could pay tithes and offering, but I said it out loud, and it was a guy, he like, I have $5, you want to go up and walk to him? I was like, sure. So then I took his $5, I looked at it, I was like, this could be some McDonald's money. But then I was like,
you said what?
It could be some McDonald's money. I was hungry.
It could be some McDonald's money.
Yeah. I was always hungry as a kid. I don't know. Yeah. So I'm like, okay. Okay, Lord, let's go. So then I went up and I tried to hurry back to my seat after giving him the $5. He like, come over here. And then I was like, yes. He like, yes, what? And then I was like, yes. He like, who, you don't have any manners? I was like, no. Then he like, yes, sir. I said, yes, sir. He like, he was just like feeling me out, like, and then he just turned around and gave all the seeds that everybody was sowing the whole service.
All the money that people brought to me.
And then just.
I gave it to you.
Yeah. And then you asked me what I was going to do with it. And I was just like, I'm going to pay my tithes. And it was like a clear understanding. And I couldn't explain what it was. But it was so like, it was beautiful. I will never take that memory. I've always been a cheerful giver. I don't live in Maryland no more.
Yeah. And you need to be home. Yeah, yeah.
But yeah. I was just waiting for tithes and offering, and then he's about to exit out. Like, where's the tithes and offering at?
Oh, don't be digging around, girl. I don't know what you got. I got mine,
look
too.
At that water.
Chris Sean. What?
That's how you gave it to me.
Wait a minute. Yeah.
It is nothing like giving
back.
Because you don't know how that teared me up, because she gets a lot of bad press for her anger, but they don't really, I actually like read about her, and she had a really hard life, but she said God sustained her through it all. And to remember somebody from way back that did something for you, you
right.
gave your
last,
and they blessed you, and you came back and blessed. And I also feel like this is a good lesson of don't grow weary in your good and your giving, mm-hmm. because sometimes we give and we give and we give, and we're like, man, God, I don't never get this back. It's never no receipt. But look, you never know when it's going to come back. It can come back from that person or just come back from someone else. And so don't stop giving and don't stop being kind, because it comes, karma is karma either way. It comes back. And the best thing about sowing seeds is when something is sown, a tree don't just have one lemon. It has multiple lemons. So be careful with the seeds that you sow, because you will get multiple will grow back up. So I thought that was a blessing. Like, I actually got teary-eyed because
wow.
that girl be going through a lot. So yeah. I just thought I should just share some positive about
that
her.
That was great. Yes.
That was a sentimental sunshine.
Wow.
Last thing right quick, Snoop Dogg. Mom loves Snoop Dogg.
Yes.
Courtesy of Snoop Dogg. He said the real test is being kind to unkind people.
Yes, Lord.
And some people said even kind people get tired of being kind to the unkind. But like I said earlier, do it anyway. Because that the what harvest season?
Yes, you will reap.
You reap what you have sown, and you will reap it in multiples. So that's the sunshine. That was a good sunshine.
That was good.
It gave me
feels.
I know, right? You ready for a commercial right quick?
Yes, let's go.
Let's get into it.
Hey y'all, it's your girl Miss Michi checking in with my girl Renita from Be Your Own Kind. You know that's my sis. Make sure that you tune in every Thursday to The Blueprint Live at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, live on Facebook and YouTube. And then you can catch me on Fluent Radio, Philly Jams 95.3, Indie 101.5, and Mixed Talk Media. And I'm available anywhere that you listen to podcasts, okay, and your radio shows. So get on it, okay? Let's do this. I love to connect with you and promote what you got going on. Let's get it. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on The Blueprint Live, visit thebpmediaco.com today.
Hey. So we're back. We had some good feels with that. Don't forget to follow Miss Michi at MZMETCHI and catch her live every Thursday, 6:30 p.m. on YouTube and Instagram.
Right, she wants to see what
you got going on. YouTube. I'm sorry, YouTube, not Instagram. Hey, how you doing? How you doing? Happy Wednesday.
Hey, everybody.
All right, let's get into it. You ready for Kim and Rima?
Let's go.
All right. All right. So, Mom just said it, so I'll just go ahead and say it. Kiki is doing a little bit too much.
Just a tad bit.
And people are not happy. Like, first, people were rallying for her with the whole Usher thing, like, you know, because her boyfriend. But then she decided to maximize off of his embarrassment, basically. So a lot of people are like, maybe you're just being a tad bit petty. So I didn't see the video. Oh, you want to know what happened?
Yes.
So Usher released a new song with Keke Palmer in it. So in the video, she's pretending to be him the whole time. And then at the end, it shows that she was just dreaming about being around Usher. And then at the end, she said something to the effect of, because I'm a mom, right? So that was a cheap shot at what her baby daddy. So how do you feel about that? Do you think she took it too far, Mom?
Yeah. I do.
I mean,
she did. Stop. See, what the problem is, we have to stop while we're ahead.
Right.
She's not stopping. She needs to stop. That's too much.
Well, unfortunately, this was courtesy of the Shade Room. Courtesy of Hollywood Unlocked, he broke up with her today. And he made it really public.
Who broke up with her?
Her baby did.
Oh, he did.
Yeah. So sources claim that Darius Jackson has moved on from Keke Palmer and the Usher concert drama, because we just gonna draw this out. Yes, he made a mistake. Yes, he should have. I still believe he should have confronted her later and not publicly. However, if you stay with him, you should have moved on.
Oh,
not
wow.
Like rub it in his face. And so,
that is so unfortunate.
See, sometimes you get caught up in the clout and it affects your personal
life. Your whole life.
Yeah, and so, I mean, maybe they'll patch it up, but right now this whole thing is like, nah, bro.
Yeah, he ain't feeling it.
Right, so, I mean, a lot of people that was on her side and egging her on was like, okay, Kiki, maybe you're taking this just a tad bit too far.
Yeah, she took it too far.
Yeah,
oh,
so.
Oh, now I hate to hear that, because they're so cute.
They are super cute together.
They're a cute baby.
But I mean, I saw this. Did you see this? Yes. I wanted to get into this right quick. Mom's already on it. Okay, Mom. I see you on it with the stuff. I ain't even got to explain it to you.
Mm-hmm.
So, courtesy of, I put this on my short, but we've been talking about Lizzo, you know,
right.
Last time we talked, I told you Lizzo she's not in the Super Bowl anymore. They've been canceling the shows that she's in. She's really just not getting a good rap. It looks like they trying to cancel her, whatever. Oh, so the rumor was the last time that prior to this, when Beyonce was at one of her concerts, she had said Badu, Badu, Badu a couple of times and didn't mention Lizzo and her sister. Her sister Solange, so everybody was like, oh, Beyonce denounced her, whatever. And so Beyonce has her ears to the street because this is her internet or whatever.
Right.
She wanted to debunk that, and this is what she did in Atlanta.
Okay.
She said that live, I love you, Lizzo.
Yeah.
Now, although Beyonce is being, you know, she always trying to be unproblematic, she got backlash for this. And the reason why she got backlash is because prior to this Renaissance tour, her publicist made an announcement that she wouldn't be hiring any assaulters or anybody that has any background of that. And so Lizzo is being, you know, it's alleged, but she's being accused of it. So now people are like, oh, you pick and choose then.
Yeah, I could see how they
so she
that.
Got backlash. So a lot of people felt like she should have left it alone. But I think Beyonce just wants to be like, hey, basically, this is my concert and I don't want nothing showering over what
right.
I'm doing. I don't want no negativity. So
right.
I think she was trying to clear the air. However, it might have hurt her in the end trying to.
Yeah.
What do you
so say? Sad you be doing good and then it be evil spoken of. But I think she was just trying to clear the air.
Yeah.
But I could see how somebody would take it another way too, like picking and choosing. But hey, you know, it's Beyonce. I mean, she was just trying to clear the air. Sometimes we just need to take things at face value. Don't put all the extra into it.
But people were kind of like happy that she was, what, the point, denouncing Lizzo. And I'm like, what happened to where we're like rivaling to see somebody's or excited to see somebody like go down.
Their downfall.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, oh, Beyonce not talking to her now. Like, what type of culture is that? Even when Tory Lanez got incarcerated. Yeah, okay, I get it. However, he's a father.
Right.
He's a son. He's a this. And everybody's like, that's what he's getting. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, okay, whatever. We're all judges, I guess. But my thing is, I'm not happy that happened, nor am I happy that he's going to miss 10 years right. from his son's life. You know what I'm saying? And that's not like taken away from whatever happened. It's just the fact that these are people. These are people and we're seeing
mistakes.
Right, but they're going through it while we're on the outside looking at them go
and judging.
And judging. You know, and this wasn't even, this is alleged on Lizzo. This ain't even nothing that even
I mean, it hasn't even been, yeah, it's just alleged.
Right, you know, so anyway, this was, I thought this would be a good keyword.
Oh my goodness.
So Donald Trump has made history as the first president to have a mugshot.
He's gonna make millions off of that. Oh my god.
Yes, the Fulton County Sheriff said they won't be treating the former president Donald Trump any differently because of his status. He says unless things change, we can anticipate a mugshot of the former commander in chief.
Oh wow.
So yeah. So they got a warrant for his arrest and things of that sort. So Trump will be arrested. We don't know if he's going to actually be
Georgia is different.
It's also a blue state right now, but it's historically a red state.
But no, they have, yeah, I don't know if he's going to get out of this indictment.
You don't think so? Mm-hmm. If in fact he does, he could go for president. He could run for president again, which I think they're trying to stop altogether, right?
Don't do that.
Huh? Don't depress
you. Oh,
I know. But before we get into mom's topic, I know you're super excited. What do you guys think out there? Let me know in the comments.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, we're gonna go for a new commercial. Be right back.
Hey, princess. Yes, you. You're a mom as soon as you wake up, and it's like it comes before anything else. And maybe you're even a grandma too. But that's not all you do. You work. You learn. You cook. You have so much on your plate, and it's time for just a little bit of you time. So pack a bag, or if you're already in Chicago, drive right on over because we're having fun. We're shopping. We're getting massages. We're getting henna. We're eating some food, y'all. And we have a little space just for the kids to make sure you're still able to mom everywhere you go. Come out to Pop Up and Paint September 2nd. Click the link.
Cutting everybody off. Basically, click the link that I just put into the comments.
Yeah,
if you want to come out September 2nd or the paint and sip, come on out.
Yeah, we're bending.
We're bending there on top of that. CYOK and CB3S
Design. CBS3 Designs.
CBCB. And I promise y'all I'm drinking pop, right? I'm like, CBCB.
Yeah, CBS3 Designs. That's
right.
And she's gonna have a commercial on me next week.
Next week. We're gonna do it next week because we promised the people this
next week. So you have to stand by. I'm not gonna tell you what I do. I want you to tune in to see the commercial.
We're gonna do this famous commercial. I can't wait. You ready for what's the 411,
Mom? Yeah, let's go.
So actually, Mom handpicked this, so I let her run it. I don't know if you want to read it or just talk about it.
No, you can run it. I just want to send it to share.
Okay, courtesy of ChicagoBusiness.com, supermarket closings are the latest blow to South and West Side neighborhoods. Now, just tell me your thought on them before I get into the article.
My thought is our communities were flourishing with the Walmarts, the Targets, all the big name brands, and now they're closing the stores and taking us back to being food deserts. That is, to me, so sad because you have seniors that don't have any prescriptions. They can't get their prescriptions. Like right down the street, they have to go farther. You have mothers or whatever that don't have transportation where before they could just walk to the store. Now they got to try to get transportation to another neighborhood to go to the store. And I really think... there's something needs to be like done proactively about this because we see it happening, but we're just letting it happen. You know what I'm saying? And this is just happening just because they said because of theft. But they still have stores on the north side too.
That's true.
They still have stores in the suburbs. And those stores aren't closing. So why are we penalized for the same little petty little crimes or whatever that go on in our neighborhoods where our seniors and our less fortunate can't have the same quality food, the same quality medical care, the same quality as all the other communities. And that's just my spiel on it.
I love that. I love that. And when I was reading this article, this is the part that stood out to me the most. Stores leave because they can.
Because they can.
Yeah, an analysis of neighborhood demographics shed light on the problem. Was my glasses. In Inglewood, where the 2016 opening of a Whole Foods was hailed as a breakthrough, the population declined through the pandemic. The median household income of $34,000 is roughly half the Chicago median of $65,000 and change. The unemployment rate is 17.1%. In Kenwood, where Walmart closed one of the three Southside stores, the population is more stable, but the median income of $41,000 odd change is still well below the city median. Theft rates in Inglewood and Kenwood neighborhoods have been on the rise since 2019, announcing the closings that also affected Chatham, Little Village, and Lakeview. Walmart says its Chicago stores haven't been profitable since the first one opened 17 years ago. The stores lost tens of millions of dollars a year, and annual losses doubled in the past 5 years, the company said.
But listen, every time you went in those stores, it was crowded. Those stores that closed. And I have a personal interest because my company built those stores. Whole Foods and the Walmart in Chatham. Mm-hmm. And that was like, you don't know how great that was to be able to be a part of those type of stores coming into our communities. And then they just close them because they can.
Yeah.
Because they can. It's really no legitimate reason why it's happening, just because they can. And I it's just so unfortunate that it's happening, but it's more unfortunate that it's allowed to happen and no one makes a fuss of it. They close the stores, so it's like, oh, we'll just go to another Walmart. That's when we should be petitioning or making some kind of noise about things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We majored in the minor and minoring in the majors. That's when something we should have been down at City Hall saying, hey, what can we do to keep these stores in our neighborhoods?
So they're saying that because the unemployment rate is so high, that's why. Oh yeah, hey the cube, y'all better get into the cube. Hey Anna. Yes, it's terrible. Yeah, she said those stores, man, they did make money.
They made money.
The parking lot would be all the way, cars would be all the way to the back. It was always lines and lines,
always.
Yes.
So they can't say,
and they can't blame it on theft, because there was an article saying that Walmart is losing money nationally because of that self-checkout. Yeah, the self-checkout.
So that's not on us that they decided to put the self-checkouts in. That's not on us. They were making money. They made money. They're saying they didn't. They weren't profitable. Oh, yes, they were. They were very profitable. And who made them profitable? We made them profitable. So now that we don't fit whatever their criteria that we fit anymore, now they just close the stores because they can.
Yeah, and that's what they say, because they can.
No other
Everyone
reason.
Steals. It's not just black and brown. No,
exactly.
I lived in Lafayette, Indiana, which is predominantly white, for 6 years, and they had to have security because people were stealing out of
exactly.
the store. Because of self-checkout, you could just put whatever in a bag and you just go about your way. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Like, it was easy to steal, which is why now they got people posted next to them. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
And if that was a big thing, why is self-checkout growing in the city?
Why is it growing in the city?
In Chicago, right.
Right. If we're stealing so much, why is it now that's they direct you to the self-serve, which I refuse to work.
I know.
She'll tell you. I refuse. I'm not going to get off work and then go to work.
She says that all the time.
I'm not going to do it.
All the time. Before we move on to the next subject, I just want to give a shout out to The Cube. The Cube is a platform that houses all minority podcasts, and I'm so
yes.
happy to be a part of that. If you just want to put a link there for me, Anna, just let me know. They're doing some very dope things for the community, and I can't wait, you know, to see what, you know, what more they have in store for us. So thank you so much.
I'm looking forward to that.
Facebook said they want us to shop in Orland and Tinley so they can capitalize off our dollars.
Exactly.
So move the black dollar out of our neighborhood. It's already not. The black dollar don't last in our neighborhood anyway, because we're giving it to most people in the neighborhoods aren't even black that own the shop.
Right.
And we're just not getting black owned beauty supply stores now.
Now. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
And restaurants and wineries and those sort of things that's bringing money back in. But these are big multi-million dollar companies. You can't tell me that they're not making money. We're talking Walmarts. We're talking, then they want to leave with Aldi's. You know, no offense to Aldi's, but Aldi's is not a big money maker. Matter of fact, but they are getting ready to buy Winn-Dixie. I'm all into this grocery store thing. So Aldi's is getting ready to do Winn-Dixie, which is a Southern food chain. Yeah, I've been doing the research.
Okay. And now it's coming this way. Like an organic type?
No, Winn-Dixie is just a brand like Jules, Albertsons owns Jules.
The parent company.
The parent company.
Of course, of course. Thank you. All Aldi's aren't the same, especially not the ones in black and brown. No, they're not. In Lafayette, Indiana, it was organic, baby. And the price was as high as Jules.
Exactly. They're not the same. But those and the Save-A-Lots aren't the same in every neighborhood either, because you go in other neighborhoods and Save-A-Lots aren't the same Save-A-Lots you see down here on 73rd Street. I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? So no, they just it's always profiling us. You know, it is.
And then I think about the seniors in our neighborhood.
It's the seniors. They
suffer. How can they get around? You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
What if they don't have the grandchildren? Or what if they don't have the home care maker? What if they don't? What do they do now? They have to, what do they do when they need their medicine or when they need just anything?
Get on that bus.
You know,
go clear across town.
And that's just not, it's not fair. It's not fair.
Not at all. I don't know much about politics in Chicago, but Mayor Brandon Johnson has selected Larry Snelling as the new superintendent of the Chicago Police Department. Are you aware of him? Counterterrorism chief Larry Snelling is a veteran of the Chicago Police Department who grew up in Inglewood and is a former commander in that district. Snelling said at the heart of public safety are three key components: compassion, empathy, and problem solving. He says he believes in the mayor's approach to tackling the root causes of violence.
Okay, cool.
Oh, okay. Understand he was not selected by the mayor.
Who selected
him? An independent board selected him.
That sounds about right.
Oh, well, Chicago Media Takeout might have got that wrong, or maybe that's what they want us to know. I'm not sure. I don't really know this guy, but it looked like good news, so it looked like something to talk about.
I still wait for Chicago politics.
I will research this guy because I'm like, oh, that's exciting. He's going to do something about to decrease in the violence or whatever. And the mayor, the new mayor, you know, I'm excited to see what he's going to do.
Yeah, I'm excited to just see.
Okay, let's moving on.
I'm excited.
The last one before we get into our topic is Maui wildfires. Unfortunately, they're gotten worse since we talked about last week. And so this person says, my husband is broken, a Maui resident says, after he gave DNA in search for his missing mom. And so there are even people, this is what it's looking like so far. And it's such a beautiful, she said the same thing. Well, I'll just wait and see.
Yeah, we just have to wait and see.
Yeah.
No negative, no positive. We just have to wait.
I'm a research that guy. And so little fires that's like trying to come up, they're using bottled water to make sure that, you know, the fires don't
flame.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's really sad because I saw pictures of this island prior to this.
Oh my God. Beautiful. It was beautiful.
Beautiful. Let me see if I can find that right quick. Yeah. It's very, very sad.
And it just came out of nowhere. I mean, I didn't get to understanding what caused the fire. Did somebody help me?
I don't think nobody. It was a fire and then it was a tornado.
That's all I know. And it just swept through.
Yeah. So this is let me just show you guys what it looked like prior to the fire. This is it. Beautiful. Beautiful. Just beautiful.
Yeah, just, yeah.
And now it's, yeah.
It's a wasteland.
Yeah, and that's really sad. Hopefully
they'll be able to.
So many people have died from this. And yes, the earth is mad.
Like, the earth is pissed off.
Yeah.
Oh, can I say that?
You can say that. It's mad.
It's mad at us because we are just abusing it. We're abusing it. We trash. We throw trash. We don't recycle. Well, I don't either. But we.
Okay, so bye.
So much for that.
You said at some point. We have to take, yes, we're not taking it seriously. It is, we have hotter winters.
Global warming.
Yes, how long is it? Our winters are shorter now. Yep. I feel like it's warmer or bearable longer than this cold now.
It is. Yeah. Because, and then I saw today that the earth is spinning faster than it's supposed to spin. So now they're going to have to reset that big clock, whatever it is, however they do the time, mm-hmm. to catch up with the earth spinning. And that's all because of the global warming too. I've been doing a lot of research.
I see, because I don't know. I just know the world is getting hot.
Yeah, and you look at July. Did anybody pay attention? It was hot everywhere.
Yeah.
Not just the United States. I'm talking worldwide heat wave.
Yeah, the smoke from Canada. Yes.
Yes, that was wild.
The smoke traveled all the way from Canada across the United States.
So that shows you how close we are. We so far, but how close we really are.
Yeah. It's a little scary for me.
It's a tad bit scary. It's coming to the last days. Yeah.
Yes. Okay, well, we're going to get into a commercial right quick, and then we're going to get into the topic of the night. You ready for that?
I'm ready.
All right, we'll be right back. Welcome to season 5 of the Be Your Own Kind podcast, where we interview individuals that are basking in the lane they have created. To keep up with all things BYOK, visit our website at beyourownkind.com. While there, stop by the BYOK shop to grab our merch to add daily inspiration to your life. BYOK has also created a Facebook group that offers giveaways, business advice, and lots of laughs, and most importantly, sisterhood. Have time for a chat or to just get acquainted with your girl? Go to our site and click under Booking to set up a 30-minute coffee chat. Be sure to tune into the BYOK 2 Cents Live every Wednesday at 9:20 Central Standard Time on the BYOK Platform YouTube channel, or you can listen to us on Fluent Radio at www.fluentradio.com. Last but not least, if you love our content, please subscribe to our YouTube channel and share our episodes. Or if you feel so inclined, send a donation to our PayPal at paypal.me/BYOK24. Thank you for rocking with us each season and enjoy the episode. All right.
Okay.
You heard what the lady said. If you are on YouTube, subscribe. If you're on Facebook, follow. And if you are listening on Fluent Radio, do the same thing.
Yes, everywhere, you guys.
I am literally everywhere. My face, my Facebook, my TikTok, my Instagram, everything is Be Your Own Kind 24. Yes. I make it easy. Come on, let me. All right, are you ready for the topic of the night?
Yes.
All right, let's get into
it. Hey, lovelies, now it's time for the topic of the night.
Okay. Mom, once again, you chose this topic.
Yes, by way of my friend Danielle. Yes.
So get into it. How did y'all get into this?
She just called me at work. We were working. She said, I have a topic for you guys. And that's how it came about. The selfish people, how people are so selfish and just into themselves. No, like, what happened to, just what happened to common courtesy or whatever? What happened to, like, not being so into yourself that you can't see others?
And last week I touched upon it because we tapped into this self-care, and it's like a drug now. We can't get enough of feeling how we want to feel, and validating ourselves and self-actualizing, and to the point where now it's kind of like going into that area of me.
That's what she called it, the me generation.
The me factor, yeah. And so, although self-care is good, caring for others are equal. So it's finding that balance. Yeah, well, it's not in that balance.
Well, it's not a good balance.
How old were you when you learned about self-care and that you had a voice?
I was excited.
No, how old were you?
Oh, 63.
My point exactly. So that's 62.
So
that's 62 years where you felt that you felt obligated or people pleasing and in the trap door where you couldn't be yourself. Same here. I didn't really learn about self-care until like 38. So that's 38 years where I felt that same feeling. And so when you finally, wasn't it a rush when you were like, yes,
it was.
It's about me and my feelings.
Yes, it was. But then, I mean, it was a rush, but then there are still other people.
Right, but I think that self-care and selfish has gotten somehow tangled. Like, what do you guys think about that?
Yeah, it definitely has gotten tangled. Now, what do I think? No, what do I see on a daily basis? Yeah, it has definitely got tangled up.
So
self-care does not mean being selfish. They got all the selves confused.
Well, in this article we're about to read that you love so much, the articles, it's saying that self-care is needed in order for you to give freely to others or give happily to others. Because if you're empty, we know that whole airplane and that, you know, metaphor. The airplane metaphor is when a plane is crashing, you got to save yourself first before somebody else. So basically, self-care is resuscitating yourself so you can have enough to give to somebody else.
Yeah. Okay. Right. That's what I'm saying. Okay. Yeah.
Right. And so self-care is not selfish. It's not selfish.
It's not
only people who don't practice self-care think others are being. That's them tantrums we talked about last week. When you set your boundary and they have a tantrum, and I don't know what happened to you. What's your problem?
Like, what's wrong with her? She got boundaries. She's saying no.
What?
Yeah. And, yes, ma'am.
And so, although self-care, the base of self-care is not supposed to be selfish, but self-love can become selfish.
It can.
Because you can make your whole world about you.
You can.
And just say the heck with everybody else. Right, exactly. So courtesy of, for you that are new, my mom does not like the articles yet. I keep bringing them. It's courtesy of the rapidweeblaunch.com. And I like this article because of this paragraph right here. It says, there is a dangerous and pervasive attitude permeating every aspect of our society. The idea of self-care has been warped and distorted. While it is absolutely important to love yourself to a certain degree, many have taken this way too far, neglecting the needs of others and isolating themselves in the process. Caring for yourself, respecting yourself, and having a sense of self-worth is very important, but should it be our primary focus? What do you think about that before I keep going?
Should it be our primary focus? No, it shouldn't be our primary focus. We should just learn how to separate the two.
But I think primary is different. I think we should prioritize.
We should prioritize, but not.
But to be your sole purpose is just your happiness.
No.
That's
when it becomes selfish.
Like, take me as I am. I'm doing me. That's what we hear a lot.
Oh,
now.
Yeah.
Take me as I am as you're hurting others. That's not cool.
Yeah, because I have said, yeah. Have I said that?
But I think we all say that. When we mad or something.
Yeah, so that's different. It's just not forget you. It's all
well,
about
sometimes me. Take me as I am, as I'm not going to change. This is just how I am, even though you're telling me that you're hurting me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, that's true.
That's gaslighting.
That's a whole nother subject.
I agree. And it does need to be a priority, but it doesn't need to be your only
priority.
That's the point that we're trying to make.
Yeah.
Exactly. It shouldn't. We are still responsible for caring for others, FYI. I know this self-care is a trend. Weird that that's a trend to take care of yourself, but let's ride it. But you're also doing that to sustain your mental health to be a help to someone else, right. Exactly. Woo, child. I think compassion is key. Having compassion for self as others as well as others. No person is an island, so practice self-care and also practice kindness. I love that.
Yeah.
Because that's what life is about, balance, right?
Balance.
So you can't be far left for you or far left for pleasing somebody else. It's a balance. Sometimes I'm not going to please others because I need to do something for me.
Right.
And sometimes I will put what I need to do for the side to help somebody in need.
Right. It's a balance.
Yes.
Me.
So it says, doing so focuses our attention inward and fosters a selfish attitude.
Uh-huh.
So basically this picture that he's showing is when the COVID happened, they put two different pictures here. Hand hygiene prevents you from catching diseases, and hand hygiene prevents patients from catching diseases. This was put into the hospital. Love that. I got it. Oh, okay, Anna. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us. Yes, we enjoyed
nice
you.
You.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. So they said, did you spot the difference? Here's what happened. Over the next 2 weeks, a member of each hospital unit covertly counted the number of times that medical professionals washed their hands before and after each patient contact, while an independent team measured the amount of soap and gel used. The sign on the left had no effect whatsoever, the one that says prevents you from it.
Okay.
Merely mentioning patients instead of you led medical professionals to wash their hands 10% more often and use 45% more soap gel. So although we're still professing self-care, innately, we think and care more for others than we do ourselves. Mm. So I think the reason why we keep it on our forefront, because innately we will put people above us, especially women.
Right.
We will put everybody in front of us.
Yeah.
And so even the advice that we give people and how we help people, do we reciprocate that or mirror that into our life? You know what I'm saying?
No,
is how you do, you got to be helped. You got to love yourself. You got to fight the imposter syndrome. You deserve this. And then I'll be given something. Be like, I don't think I deserve this. And I worked for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Right. So we can pump other people up, but ourselves. So I think, naturally, I don't know about a man because I'm not one, but naturally as a woman, we are nurturers and we want to help others above us.
As we were talking the other day, it's hard, it's all right, it's easy for us to promote others, but it's hard for us to promote ourselves.
Right.
A lot of times. So definitely, I don't think we suffer from the self-care acceptance because it's like the other way around.
Right, but here's the thing. The reason why self-care is kind of permeating over to the selfish line is because we're constantly reminding ourselves about ourselves. And it doesn't have to be a memorization. It's by practice.
Right.
So if we're trying to, if of course, if you're keeping you at the forefront, eventually everybody else is just displaced.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I think when we practice self-care, like I'm going to set an alarm for 10 minutes, I'm just going to do whatever I want to do for these 10 minutes. And after a while, when you don't have that 10 minutes, you feel a difference because you're practicing it. As with anything we do in our life, we have to practice it, you know, and not memorize it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know, so that's just kind of how I feel about that. And I feel like that's why people are on the me factor, because they're constantly reminding themselves that they matter instead of just mattering.
Yeah, instead of just existing. Some people just, that's just the same as living and it just existed.
Right.
And,
right.
Like, and a lot of people, like you take it back to what you say, will say, yeah, it was hard because it was like, oh, wow, I can treat myself. Oh, I can do nice things for myself.
Right.
Oh, I can do this for myself because you're so used to doing it for others. So, I had to backtrack and get what you were saying.
Right. And so it's saying, to summarize the difference between self-care and selfishness in one sentence. Here's what I was saying earlier. Selfishness is the practice of putting your own needs above all others, while reasonable self-care is making sure your own needs aren't always considered last.
Mm, okay.
So that's where the priority goes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're not always last. You do still matter, however other people do.
Right. Okay.
So this whole self-care is some people are out of hand with this.
Yeah, they are.
You know what I'm saying? Like people, I think the worst, I'm just going to ask you the question. What is the worst thing that people say? And they're like actually the offenders. I think one of the things that I hate is I'm not going to beg nobody to be in my life. I'm only going to accept those that want to be in my life.
Yeah, that's,
But here's the thing.
How do you know?
That means you are negating that other people are going through things. And so you're not going to reach out. You're just going to wait for everybody to reach out to you and get mad and say that they're not your person when they could just possibly be going through something. Grow up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what I feel about self-care, because people are so into this self-care that they forget that other people got to care for themselves too.
Right.
So it's okay if I'm taking care of myself, but it's another thing. I'm not going to allow you space to do what you have to do for you.
Right.
But I want you to allow me space to do that. So I think that is the imbalance
that's
when it comes to relationships
right
with that. You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah. What is one of the things that irk you or some about people saying when it comes to self-care?
Is it really that serious?
To me, it is.
Yeah, is it really that serious? Because, you know, I'll be on my teas and supplements, and they look, you know, you say things, oh, is it really that serious to do that every day? To me, that's part of my self-care, drinking my green tea, taking my supplements. It's important to me. I'm not hurting anybody. I'm only helping me. I'm not hurting you because I drink green tea every day. It's not that serious. Or really, you know, why you think you got to do that every day? That sort of thing. It's kind of like an irking factor because it's like, because I like green tea. I was drinking green tea before self-care.
You actually were. My mom is the herbal queen.
I was doing this stuff before they started talking about self-care. So it's like not selfish or something new to me. It's my norm.
But I think a lot of people, maybe some people like teas because they're seeing that, you know, they're on medication and you're doing like the natural stuff. And so instead of trying something new, I'm going to make you feel bad for trying something outside of the box.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, anything that's outside of the trend. And I think when we really realize that, so what self-care actually is, which we did talk about in previous episodes, that is 9 different types of self-care: emotional self-care, financial self-care. When we realize that self-care is just a part of us and not something that we have to memorize, and it's not something somebody has to tell us to do,
right?
You know, I think that we'll be more into what we're doing, but also caring about how other people care for them and making sure that we're adding to that care versus minimizing what they're doing to make them feel better.
Right. And the thing is, your self-care is not my self-care.
Right. It's individual.
It's individual. It's just like your walk with God. Your self-care is your self-care. Your self-care may be just to meditate 5 minutes a day.
Right.
That may be. My self-care may be to talk or communicate with people for 5 minutes a day. I'm just saying that. It's whatever is exclusive to you is your self-care. And maybe that's why they say sometimes it does become, it's not selfish, it's yours.
But it comes selfish when you mocking somebody else.
When you mocking somebody else.
Too, you know, or when you're saying, you know, forget your self-care. I need you over here right now.
Right. That, yeah.
You know, I know you're going through this, but I need you to do this for me. You're negating that person needs space.
Yeah. Now, and you negating boundaries are part of self-care. All of that,
because some people's self-care is intrusive. Let me be honest. Some people's self-care is intrusive.
Very intrusive.
Because they have, it hasn't been about them, and now it's about them. It's always just about them. It's never about what you're going on. People call and be like, I think I'm ranting. People call and just ask you how you doing for 5 seconds, and then the rest of the hour they're talking about themselves.
Right. So why did you really call?
Exactly.
You didn't really call to see how I was doing.
Or to see what was going on.
You called because you needed someone to vent to. Just say that.
Or you needed somebody to pour into you. And for all these people that call just for the intent to be poured into, make sure you're pouring back.
Yeah.
Because when people pour into you, they're left empty.
Right.
And if you're not going to give them the space to refill, then fill them back up. Sharpen their iron back.
Right.
Don't just leave them empty and be like, oh, I'm feeling good now.
Right.
Just hang up the phone.
Right.
That, don't do that. Don't be
share
that person.
It.
Don't be that person.
Yeah. Share it with someone else.
And that's how I feel like self-care could be selfish as well, too, because you're making it about you and you're just not even caring about what the other person is going through.
Yeah. Or what they're dealing with. Or their self-care.
Yeah. Man, this topic ended a little bit early. We got 10 whole minutes.
I know, right? I mean, does anyone out there have anything to say about
I know. Hello. Yeah, how do you guys feel about the me factor? Yeah. Do you think that sometimes self-care could be intrusive, or do you feel like, do you even feel like you can balance between caring for yourself and caring for others? Or do you find that it's hard? Like when you're into yourself, then other people fall. And then when you're into other people, your needs fall to the wayside. Like, how do you feel about that?
And as if going in, being a caregiver and then not being one, so to speak, you kind of like, I can see how sometimes where it's like so new and overwhelming, but you also have to remember the same techniques that you had as you were caring for someone else. Mm-hmm. Because we're at the age now where we're either caring for our parents or caring for this or caring for a friend or caring for an uncle or someone who's elderly or whatever. And a lot of times when you're doing that, you're pouring, and you're not really thinking about your self-care. And when that person is not there any longer or gets better, then there's a void now that you have to fill. Mm-hmm. Fill that void with yourself, but don't overwhelm others because you're filling that void with yourself.
I love that. And you just raised a good point, too. Don't overwhelm yourself with self-care.
Don't overwhelm yourself.
I got to do that. I'm queen of that. I got all the self-help books. I got right behind me a whole bunch of self-care books. I got the Bible. The Bible talking about the Bible. A book talking about the Bible. A gratitude journal, a meditation journal, a workout journal.
Yes.
You can overwhelm yourself in self-care.
Yeah, she's an overwhelmer. And me now, just give me the Bible, because you take enough to read the Bible. And I ain't going to even get to the book about the Bible. Let's know the book about the book about the Bible.
And if you think I'm playing, I'm dead serious.
She is dead serious.
This is the Bible, and then this is the book about the Bible. Now, this book is just telling me what to read every day, where I can literally just pick this up and just read it.
Don't overstep your
way. This is the workout journal. Y'all think I'm playing? I have a journal for everything.
She does. I have one journal, and I'm behind it writing my journal. You know why? Because I'm just behind because I'm like it. And so I'm just behind in whatever it is I'm behind on, because just like dieting, I can't diet. I can't say, Sandra, you have to eat this.
They laugh.
Time. You got to eat this over here. No, why don't I just eat half of whatever I'm eating and then eat the other half? And how about, why don't we try that? Because I can't. It drives me crazy. You have to do this many intake of calories. Baby, I would be 1,000 pounds if I dieted, because I'll be like, forget it. Just give me everything.
It's stressful.
Give me a dozen donuts. Give me a bucket of chicken. Just give it to me. Fries with gravy. Just give it to
fries
me.
Fries with gravy.
Just give it to me. Anything. If I got, but other people, they can do that. You understand what I'm saying? And that's their self-care.
You have to do what works for you. So don't stress. You know what's the detriment sometimes? All these self-improvement books, all these blogs, I'm joking.
No.
But even just taking all the advice from the internet and from these books or whatever. So now you're trying to fit what works for somebody else to your life, which might not fit
right.
For you.
Just take what
try it out. See, like the 5 a.m. theory. I've been trying to wake up at 5 a.m. all year.
See, that's Listen, Linda.
And it causes stress because I don't naturally get up to 6. So it's like, why are you forcing? Why can't you just sleep that extra hour and start your day at 6 o'clock?
Listen, Linda. If I got to wake up at 5 o'clock and I have a day job, no. I don't have to. No. And somebody, my alarm up at 5 and I'm supposed to be getting up, I'm going to snooze. I'm not going to make that. That's just different with me. I'm not gonna make the 5 o'clock because I don't get up at 5.
So basically you can overwhelm yourself trying to take care of yourself. As with anything, one day at a time, trial and error, see what works for you. That's just like the person, once again me, that's practicing time management, that sits and she watched me sit every Sunday and plan out my whole week.
Drives me crazy, takes away from my self-care.
Just for me to cross out one thing.
This is here. You guys, and then she goes, and she'll say,
I got stickers, I got different color pens.
Help me, Jesus.
Basically,
don't be me.
But the whole thing is, self-care can either be selfish or self-consuming. So I feel like once again, it comes to knowing balance and knowing yourself. You could be doing all the things with great intentions, but it just don't work with your lifestyle.
It just doesn't.
It just doesn't. Even me moving from one state to the next, I'm learning now how to revamp my schedule, because what I did in Lafayette is clearly not working in Chicago. Because I had more time to read all of these books.
Right. See, she had more time. She back in Chicago, she outside. But see, she had.
See, I like that. That's one more than you did the day before. Hello. Look at the encouragement. Hallelujah.
I'm not discouraging her. Thank you, Facebook user. I'm not trying to discourage her. I'm just saying, can we check out more than one thing? No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm not trying to discourage her. I'm like, just don't overwhelm yourself, because it could be just that one thing that you. So don't like. See, my thing is, we can discourage ourselves in our self-care. You got 10 things, you only check off one. You be like, man, I only checked out one thing.
And you know, I got a morning and afternoon routine that I check out, and it'd be a million things. And I got all these shapers and this reflexology, and I'm going to get up and I'm going to walk. I'm going to sit for a minute and meditate on gratitude. And then I got all these
apps. Did she want to pull me into all this stuff? Okay, I'm going to do this. I ain't doing that. So see, that's why I'm gonna do that. I'm not gonna do this. So see what I'm saying?
But I'm seeing what's working. So I'm playing around because I find when you wake up in the morning, that's your quiet time, and that's your time to sit and meditate before the day. And I like the time of 20 minutes before I even go to bed, just absorbing and trying to process what happened to me throughout the day. What I will say is waking up and getting ready for work without that couple of minutes to just process and wake up. How you start your day is so important. You just get up and just sit and just thank God for everything, you know what I'm saying? Or just sit and have that moment. So I did find in all of that is just taking that quiet time just for 20 minutes and just being quiet.
That's self-care, and it's not harming anybody, and it's helping you.
It is. In 20 minutes, I can process it, because I don't want to wake up feeling whatever happened yesterday. I do not want that on me tomorrow.
Right.
So I have to let that go before I go to bed.
Right. And see, I had to learn that, because I may have already did mine in the room, and she doing her 20 minutes. I'm like, come on in. How you doing? She's like, Mom. And I'm in mine. But I had to get used to that, because I had to be more conscious that her morning routine and my morning routine are two different routines.
Right.
So that's nothing. Being respectful and mindful of other people's self-care routine. You have to do that. Because, you know, I'd be talking, good morning. And I'd be like, oh, okay. So now, have I gotten better?
You've gotten much better. Okay, I just have to wake up.
Yeah,
like,
she has to wake up.
I'm very slow. Like, I literally will lay in that bed for a minute. Yeah. Lay in the bed for a minute and just, you know, to wake up, then I have to sit up for the 20 minutes. See, it's really a 40-minute process.
See, I thought it was just 20.
No, I've laid in the bed for 20 minutes trying to figure out it'd be the same when I wake up in the morning, like, what am I doing with my life? You got to get to work, so get up. Like, so it takes me 20 minutes.
Oh, my snooze.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my snooze. So anyway, so you have to be mindful of other people's self-care. You have to not stress yourself out about self-care. And you also have to balance when to be there for others or not. Yeah. And I think because I'm a surviving people pleaser, I'm one of those people that are guilty of jumping into the self-care and having to remember others, because I don't want to go back into the habit of pleasing people. But God placed us on earth for a reason, to have a ministry. Our life is a ministry, and we are designed to help others. But when we can, if you are an empty cup, it is okay to take a step back.
It is.
And let him refill you.
Because you have to work within your capacity.
Exactly. And if you always find yourself empty when you leave a certain person, then you might need to take a longer break from that person. You know, because people don't stop and say, oh, I'm emptying you. They're not going to bring it to your attention. So it comes with a level of discernment of just how you're feeling, how your body is feeling, how your mind is feeling,
exactly.
You know, after you leave that person. So, you know what? I got some great news for you, Mom.
What?
Shooting the Breezes next Wednesday.
Yes! We get to talk about anything.
As you can see, Mommy loves Shooting the Breeze.
I love
because there's no
breeze.
Article, there's no serious subject.
No reading. Oh, God.
She loves it. She loves
Shooting
it.
The, oh, yes. Please come back.
So, do you have
week.
A random, if you guys have a random topic that you want us to talk about next week, join us next yes. Wednesday.
We're so
Storm Radio and everyone here,
yes.
And YouTube and Facebook. Join us and let's just talk randomly
this
about whatever you want to talk about.
Any
that's
subject.
What you're gonna bring. Any subject.
Any subject.
Because we legit can talk about anything.
Just just keep it, you know. PG, but you know, but
it's, anyway. No, it's mainly PG. It was just that one Lizzo thing that I played, you know,
yeah.
It was a little sketchy. But anyway, by Fluent Radio, you guys could have been anywhere on a Wednesday night because it's really late, but you decided to just chill with Mom and I, and we really, really appreciate you. So glad. Yes, Danny V.
Hey, Danny V. Yes.
How did we do? This was your subject.
Let us know how we did. Can we chop it up?
Right,
maybe not cover it all because we'll do it again. We can depend on us.
Let us know if we made you proud, if we made your point. The me factor, I love that. The,
yes,
me,
the
factor.
Me factor.
Yes, and until next time, you all, be kind to yourself and each other.
Yes.
And until, wait a minute, let me take this off. And until next time, bye.
Bye-bye.